Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're up to the second Mishnah in Pirkei Avos now. Shimon Hatzadik Hayamishiyari Anshe Knesset Hagadola. He was the last of the Mohicans, the final of the 120 rabbis, the Anshe Knesset Hagadola. Vehu Aya Omer, and he would say, Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omed, not to be confused with later in the Perek, Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Kayam, that there are three things upon which the world stands. Here, or upon which the world functions, kayam, and sort of the smooth running of society. But here, al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed, al ha'torah ve'al avoda ve'al gemilos chasadim. So my favorite interpretation of this idea, and can be found in a number of the mepharshim who draw the contrast between omed and kayam. Kayam is, as we have later on, al hadin, al emes ve'al shalom, sort of the smooth functioning of society. But here what we have is al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed, the reasons that the world was created. Now, it's an audacious thing. We can't really know exactly why the world was created. We can't really be so audacious as to try to imagine that we can, read Hashem's mind or know exactly what Hashem is thinking. But we have a tradition, and the tradition tells us that the world was created so that we would have the opportunity to serve Hashem in three ways. Through the study of Torah, right? The Pasuk says, Im lo brisi yomam v'layla chuko shamayim v'aretz lo samti. That literally, the study of Torah isn't just an important activity to do in this world, but when Hashem envisioned the world, it was because somebody would be there to study his Torah, whether the initial vision was all of humanity, whether the initial vision was just the Jewish people, whatever it is, the world was brought into existence so that Torah could be studied. And if you follow that, train of thought for a second, that means that the optimal version of human existence is when, we have the optimal conditions, the best possible conditions for the study of Torah, and the best possible conditions for the study of Torah, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva and Hilchos Melachim, will be Yemos HaMashiach. There's a lot of confusion about this point. Some people, we want Mashiach now, but why do we want Mashiach? So the Rambam explains, the reason that we want Mashiach is because it will be the optimal form of human existence. We'll have less socioeconomic pressure, less geopolitical pressure. We'll be in the best position possible that we can study the Torah. So, and if that is the very reason the world was created to begin with, so then we can understand why Tzipisa LeYeshua is one of the six questions that were asked. Did you yearn for the optimal version of human existence? If we were gophers, Hashem would ask us, did we yearn for the optimal version of gopher existence, which I think could be right now, maybe. But human existence can only be optimized when we have the maximal opportunity for Talmud Torah. And that is in Yemos HaMashiach. And it's such an important reflection, because what we're doing right now is we're studying Torah. We're doing the very act that we were created for. Chairs were made so that people could sit on them. Tables were made so that people could eat on them or write on them. We were made to be able to study Torah. It's a good feeling to know that we're doing exactly what we were always meant to do. But not only Torah, Avoda, which is primarily the realm of Avodas HaKorbanos. Chazal teach us that the Ma'amados, the individuals who came as representatives of all the Jewish people on a weekly basis while the korbanos were being offered, so that they used to read the Parshios of Bereishis, because Ulmale Ma'amados lo niskaimu shamayim va'aretz, that the Ma'amados are essential for the functioning of heaven and earth. It's a really fascinating idea. The Rambam quotes it, actually, in the end of Hilchos Milo, which is a little surprising. The Rambam is the one who says in the Mor Nevuchim that the whole realm of animal sacrifice is because Lahotzi Milibam Shalov Yevorozara, the Ramban really is exercised about that comment of the Rambam. But if you look in the Rambam, the Yad HaChazak, in Hilchos Milo, the Rambam references this teaching of Chazal, that without the Korbanos, the world would not be able to exist. And then, of course, Gemilos Chasadim, that Olam Chesed Yibana, Ki Amarti Olam Chesed Yibana, the functioning of the world, in a practical sense, is made possible by Chesed. But this mission is teaching us that Hashem created the world so that Chesed could be done. And again, this is a very, very broad topic, broader than the sea. But one of the, I think, most compelling answers to me, maybe the only really compelling answer about why Hashem allows so much suffering to go on in this world, Tzadik V'Ralo, so many people, and we've seen it so much all around us, why does Hashem allow there to be suffering in this world? So one of the thoughts that we might have about that is that if there wasn't anybody who was in need, that we wouldn't be able to demonstrate the quality of chesed. And it was for chesed that the world was created, so we would know just a little bit of what Hashem is. Hashem is Rav Chesed, overflowing kindness. And when we perform acts of kindness, we have the opportunity to sense that if everybody lived a perfect life without any pain or anguish, there would be no opportunity for chesed. Now, again, it's a broader topic than that, but at least something for us to consider. So I just wanted to conclude by adding one dimension here, which is that it's not just that the world was created for these three things, but our own personal worlds really stand on these three things, that we have to all find our own balance of Torah, and Gemilas Chasadim, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Kol mi sheyesh biyado Talmud Torah, v'ein biyado Gemilas Chasadim, k'mi she'ein lo Eloha. It's as if the person is a godless person, which is, again, a very dramatic statement. Sounds a little hyperbolic, but we all have to find that own balance. And then again, in the absence of Avodas HaKorbanos, so whether it's the Avodah of Tefillah, Ula Avdo B'chol Uvavchem, or other forms of Avodah, the Ramban's Ula Avdo B'chol Uvavchem, which is that every mitzvah we should do with a whole heart, we should do with a full heart. So ula avdo b'chol levavchem is a very important. So we exist on the personal basis, not just the world exists, because we should have the capacity to balance these three cardinal areas of our lives, Talmud Torah, Gemilas Chasadim, and Avodah, and even in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, either Avodas HaTfilah or Avodas HaMitzvos, our own personal worlds exist. We're all here to find the internal balance between these three elements of our existence. Everybody have a most wonderful day.